The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You probably heard tell that there's been a lot of political endorsements all of a sudden. We do this every election season. Do they matter? Do they not? It used to matter a lot. Every local paper, regional paper, the New York Times, whoever, would do their big endorsement list, and that was a big deal. Big organizations like labor unions would give out their endorsements, and that was a big deal. This group and that group would all do their endorsements, and those things would really matter. Do they still matter? Well, sometimes they do. It's undisputed in the 2020 election. Joe Biden was dead in the water in the primary until he went to South Carolina, and influential Congressman Jim Clyburn endorsed him. And that was a big deal. And of course, Joe Biden went on to win South Carolina and wrapped that puppy up in about 3 weeks after that and went on to become president. That endorsement mattered a lot. It went to a very key base, the black vote, which has always been very important to the Democratic base, and that Joe Biden's usually done very well in, and in fact, did extremely well in the general election with. So that endorsement mattered. There was a lot of talk back during Barack Obama's rise when he initially went against Hillary Clinton and he appeared on Oprah, and a lot of people thought the Oprah endorsement might have mattered quite a bit. It's hard to quantify those things, but who knows? That was a little bit different time. In the modern era, it doesn't really matter, though. We just saw the Teamster Union kind of came apart publicly, at least, having a little fit where they weren't going to endorse anybody. One of their main leaders spoke at the RNC, but then a lot of their regional and local offices came out and supported Kamala Harris. Traditionally, a labor union would go for a Democratic candidate, but Trump has really ate into a lot of blue-collar workers and union workers in his various runs for the White House. So things aren't the way they used to be in that way anymore. That same 2020 primary season also gave us one of the best examples of why endorsements probably need to at least evolve, if not go away completely. The New York Times editorial board absolutely beclowned themselves by putting on a multi-part TV series where they sat around a big conference room in a glass room on the side of their building in downtown New York and interviewed all the primary candidates. And it was utterly embarrassing. Because what they ended up doing was having a split thing where they couldn't make their mind up between Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren, both respectively U.S. senators at the time. So they said, may the best woman win. And they were upstaged by their own production because Joe Biden came in and the security lady in the elevator in a 90-second clip just said, oh, I just love you. And he took a selfie with her. And it was the viral moment of that entire thing. It went so badly and they got so roundly mocked for it that this year, 2024, the New York Times announced they're going to stop endorsing people altogether. And, you know, they need content, so it's amazing they wouldn't do it, but they can't even figure it out. And they've been doing it for 160 years. Maybe endorsements just need to go away, but they won't because we like to endorse things. And there is value in people of note saying what they believe and who they believe would be the best candidate for this and that office, especially when it comes to a presidency. But part of the presidency endorsement problem is when you don't have great candidates, is a celebrity really going to lay it out on the line for them? The answer apparently is yes. They just keep doing it. And now we have things like Donald Trump feuding with Taylor Swift and people wondering if that's going to matter. Well, it might. Taylor Swift has a very important fan base that's very dedicated to her. Trust me, I'm a four-time girl dad. I know the power of the Swifties. But is that going to quantify itself in votes? Well, it might, and these elections are tight. Remember, 2020 and 2016 were decided by 80,000 and 40,000 votes in the swing states, respectively. That's all it takes. So a couple thousand votes because Donald Trump doesn't like Wildest Dreams, which is the best Taylor Swift song in my humble but accurate opinion, could happen. Let me tell you the endorsements that don't matter because we're seeing a whole lot of them on social media right now. it's almost a cut and paste Mad Lib thing. X amount of X people endorse X candidate. Well, what does that tell you? Well, if they have to lump them together, like your insurance company or the cable company creating a bundle to give you a bunch of stuff you don't want to drive the price up, get the price they need to make you buy it, then no, it doesn't really matter. Here's the tell. If they're just giving you a big number of group of people and not telling you an individual name, because an individual name would actually carry an endorsement weight if you knew that name, and they don't have it, so they're not using it. So that tells you that endorsement probably doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I know that'll probably hurt somebody's feelings, but that's just the way it is. If it was something that mattered, they'd lead off with the name. They'd say so-and-so that everybody thinks is super swell and really plugged in says you should do this, then you consider it. When they don't do that, you know, it's not really that big a deal. Here's one of the main reasons, though, that these endorsements have lost a lot of their luster. In the social media age, though, there's no ambiguity where people are anymore. You already know where your reporters and talking heads on TV. You already know most of your celebrities and people that you know of from a fame point of view. If you follow them on social media for even a little bit or just Google their names, you're probably going to find out their politics pretty quick, especially in the modern age where people can blend politics and their own personal branding and make money that way. There's just no mystery to it. So there's no pop to it. There's no shock value when somebody comes out and endorses because you already pretty much knew. Now, that doesn't mean endorsements don't have any say. Now, locally, state elections, there's still probably plenty of endorsements that would matter. But for a presidential election, this might be one of the casualties of everything being national now. Almost all news has gone national to the point where people are kind of getting monotoned with it because it just becomes a big white noise blob coming at folks. They hear about national news all the time from everybody, celebrities, the people they know, people they don't know, your friends on Facebook, your followers on Twitter, the stories you follow on Instagram. Politics has invaded everything. So the idea that you don't know somebody's politics probably isn't just true anymore. It's just the way the world's worked. So Sammy Davis Jr. coming out and endorsing Nixon probably shocked and surprised some people. Oprah picking Obama over Hillary Clinton probably honestly surprised some people. Probably shouldn't have, but it probably did. Jim Clyburn endorsing Joe Biden probably didn't surprise anybody, but it mattered a lot in that election. So is there any endorsements in this election that are going to really matter? Probably not. Trump's been around for so long now. We're in season 9 of the Trump political show. Everybody pretty much has their opinions on Trump mapped out. That's one of the issues he has. He has a high floor with his base, but he has a low ceiling because you're not allowed to be neutral with Donald Trump. His supporters and he himself will not let you be. And maybe that's part of an endorsement as well. If you can't leave the neutrals and normies alone, maybe they do start listening to a celebrity that otherwise they wouldn't listen to their politics. Maybe they do listen to somebody they normally wouldn't want to because they don't follow politics all the time, as we covered on other programs. Those, what they need to stop calling low information voters, but I'm open to a better name for them. If they're not paying attention all the time, maybe they do take Taylor Swift's word for it or a talking head's word for it. Maybe that's the world we live in now. So does endorsements really matter? Answer is like a lot of things in politics. It depends, but you need to understand the context and discern the times we live in that endorsements have changed because we've changed. People have changed. The celebrities have changed. They're all online. And we've changed. We're all online. If you can't do anything on Facebook from your yard to your kids to anything without everybody on your Facebook knowing about it, think about that in political terms. Folks probably know how you're voting already. So does endorsements really matter to you? That's up to you. Do they matter to the larger political process? Not that much. It's just the new world we live in. It's not that I'm endorsing it. It's just how it is.
All the music on Her Tell is provided under a Creative Content license from MonsterCat.com. Somos la máquina.